episode of Get Off Your Chips. Get Off Your Chibbies.
Hello, hello. We back.
And this, and this week, we can do a funny one for you. Just as a little hint, this is what we've got. That's so Raven. It's the future, I can see. That's so, it's so mysterious to me.
I mean, you can take a lucky guess, but this week we're calling up a psychic and we're going to get our futures read for us.
I'm going to go for tarot cards myself.
No, I'm going for the psychic.
No, I'm going, I don't know whether to do psychic or when they speak to the dead. Clairvoyant.
Well, some of them do both. So you can always be like, has anyone from beyond got a message for me? I'm going to be like, right, brush your hair.
Fuck off. So we're doing 10 minutes each. That's 30 minutes in total. So I might do 5 minutes, like, tell me my future, governor, and 5 minutes, let me talk to my granddad. What's he got to say?
Yeah, they gave, like, suggestions on their website. One was like, will I ever find true love? And I thought, Christ, that's a bit heavy.
Valid, though.
Not heavy enough.
But it's just bollocks because they're going to be like, yeah, you will. You'll meet the love of your life.
It's like me and Sophie saying, if she does the tarot card reading, it's all fun and games, so they put out the death card.
Yeah, but she's not going to die.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
I'm a bad bitch, you can't kill me. We're all laughing and joking now, but give it half an hour, it could go either way, boys. Who knows? Who knows? But do you believe in shit like this? Like,
I do.
You two have been to... clairvoyance before, haven't you?
I've never been to a personal one-on-one. I've always been to like a group one where like they pick someone out of a room.
I think there is legit ones out there, like the one we used to go to, the woman that used to come to Mumford. She was very good and she would say things that you couldn't like guess. You
never know.
It's like, there's definitely a John in the room, or
like
the most common name.
Yeah, anyone got a George? George coming through, he's a tall man, brown hair, strong features. You know what I mean? Obvious. Both my granddads were called George. But the one in Mumford used to say things that like people just couldn't guess. So she was decent. So I think some people have a gift, but I think there's a lot of frauds out there.
But I remember the woman in Mumford said something about Bev that I didn't even know.
Yeah.
That I found out on that night. Do you know what I mean? I think about that and you think, fuck, you must know shit.
Yeah, and do you remember that time when she was saying about the woman, like, something about her granddad or something, and, like, something to do with her keys? Like, she told her where she would put her keys every day, and how would she ever know that?
Yeah,
and she was right. So that's genuine, but someone on the end of a blower charging £1 a minute, not so sure.
They might be accurate.
We don't know.
But I'm not giving them nothing, mate. They're not putting this... cotton wool over my eyes.
Mm-mm, no, I'm gonna literally, they'd be like, so have you got a nan? I'd be like, I'm not gonna give anything away. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're gonna have to read me. I'm gonna be like, oh, a bit skeptical, so you know, I'm just gonna let you roll with this one now.
Sorry, Jeanette, ball's in your court.
Yeah, you tell me what you know.
My money's in your pocket, so you're gonna tell me what you got.
Is there anything that you're gonna ask a psychic? Like, you're gonna be like, where's my career going to take me? Are you going to ask like questions like that, or are you just going to see what they pluck out? Because they tend to ask like what type of thing you want to know.
It depends. I can't tell you. I'll just know in the moment.
I think it's best not to overthink it.
What about you, Soph? So hang on, before we get straight into it, what is tarot reading? Because I don't know.
The tarot cards are like, they lay out different cards and they have different symbols on. So it's a bit like almost like psychic, but they like will shuffle a deck and certain cards will like fall out or flip over, and then they'll lay them out and then they'll have different meanings.
So you could be like, I'd like a tarot card reading about my love life, and then
they'll
put out three cards and they'll be like, right, well, this means da da da.
It's a bit like psychic, but it kind of helps. I feel like it probably help it move a bit easier, but I think it's best if we all try different things. Like, if you two want to do psychic, I'll try tarot and see what happens. Because we've had our like, auras read and stuff. Oh, and I was very sceptical about that. Like, I didn't want to hand over that $20. I was just like, I'm literally having my pants pulled down right now. But
genuinely, one of the main reasons I want to go back to New York because I want to get my aura photographed again.
That's why I want to go, because you've sold it to me so much.
Yeah. I don't care if I'm flushing £30 down the drain. She was so accurate. It was beyond me.
Yeah.
like
the orange.
She read Slow for Filth. I thought she was going to start crying in the
shower. I welled up. I was like, bitch, how do you know my business?
And it's just imagine being that person, just, though.
Yeah, it's like, just
imagine just being able to look at someone and know their life. I fucking love that. So nosy.
They're literally, you'd miss the shop if you walked past it. It's in the middle of Chinatown in New York, and it's run by this little Asian family that have been there for over 50 years.
And you walk in and you're a bit like,
what is this?
It's like over a counter type of thing. It's just really bizarre. And they make you sit down and they take a, like, get this really weird.
You like sit down on a chair and you put your hand on this metal plate, both sides, and they take a shot, and then like, it's almost a bit like a Polaroid, and you can kind of see you faintly, but it's all the colour around.
So weird.
You.
I literally thought, here we go.
And they read, like, they tell you about your chakras and like what blocks them, what enables them. And like when I read up on, like, because my main chakras are the root chakra and what was it? The sacral? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but it was like red and oranges. And I was reading about it the other day when it's like blocked up, or if you're struggling, or if they're very low. And I was thinking, that's me. That is literally me with here.
Well, do you remember when we went to Yarmouth? Went to that bird at Yarmouth?
Oh my God, yeah.
She was shit. She was chatting pure ass shit.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, I've done it for the Queen, Prince Wales. Yeah,
bollocks. She's chatting bollocks. She told me I was going to end up in Australia, mate.
Still
she
might.
Sold me
she
a dream.
She told me my first boyfriend's going to be a drug dealer and I've got to keep away.
So, like Rossi and Villainous.
No, not that I know of anyway.
Right, okay. So without further ado.
Who's going first?
Just get into it.
I don't mind going first.
Take it away.
All right, let's go.
Oh my God. There's only two available at the minute. Bloody nightmare. Busy time.
Laura, I wanted Laura.
Well, do you want to go first then?
I'll go first. Hello.
Hello. My name is Brandenburg, and my number is 4763. And your name is?
It's Sophie.
Right, how may I help you this evening?
I would like my tarot cards to be read, please.
And what I'm going to do is a simple five-card reading just to see if we're making contact.
Okay.
I've got one of your shadow, and that's your subconscious and your conscious mind facing each other. So I think your intuition is trying to tell you something.
Okay.
Now, this card is a little different. I've got one of a spiritual union. That can be with a person, or a job, or a situation, or a location. There's just somewhere where you, someone or somewhere where you feel connected.
Okay.
And then the fourth card I've got is one of disruption. That's not necessarily negative. Good things can come out of disruption.
Okay.
And again, I've got a material card here, and it's material, there's a material harvest. Whether that be money or some other form of materialistic benefit, I don't know.
Okay.
There is a material harvest for you. Do any of those cards make any sense to you?
Yes, a couple of them.
They do?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Then I'll open the reading up.
Okay.
Now, the first card we have, one is wisdom.
Okay.
That was a useful thing to have. And that's crossed by a card that tells me you need to choose wisely.
Okay.
And that's followed by a card of your heart chakra. Do you understand the chakra systems?
Vaguely. Yeah, vaguely.
Right. The heart chakra is where the heart is, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's the energy center of the body. It drives the life force through you. But it's also where the soul resides and where love is generated.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got one here as a foundation and achievement. So I don't know what you've been doing lately, but there's some, you've done something that you can gain from, you can benefit from.
Okay.
I've got one of temptation. There was some form of temptation in front of you, but I've got you turning away from it.
Okay.
Now, the immediate future, I've got one of an emotional loss. That could be a job or a friend, or it could be someone else, or, you know, a cat could die or something of that nature. But there's an emotional loss there.
Okay.
The next one I've got, again, is materialistic, and it's one of patience and planning. Now, I have one of fertility. And that tells me that the situation at the time is right for something to flow,
Okay.
That could be a job, a romance, it could be an idea, or a business even. Does that make any sense to you, that reading?
Yes. Is there anything showing, like career-wise or love life? Just to let you know, I've only got like 5 minutes left on my... Thank you very much. But what you're saying is resonating, so you're doing a good job.
In the near future, I've got a union. So it's two coming together. Whether it's two people, two ideas, two jobs, I don't know. But there is harmony there.
Okay.
And the emotion that goes with it is one of patience, yet again. But there's a secret knowledge there as well. And that manifests itself in one of, there's going to be an irritation. Something's going to irritate the devil out of you. But there's a hidden benefit in that irritation.
Okay.
And there is also transformation. So there will be a change. There is a union, and I'm not sure whether that's a person or a job.
Okay.
There's definitely some very, very good benefits coming your way.
So by Christmas, something could be on the cards. I think that's the end of the call. Shout out Brandenburg.
Great, come back on the mic.
Oh, my God, Annie. You were fucking creasing me.
Honestly, I've made lots of notes because obviously we don't know how clear the audio is going to be, so it might not even put the full call on. But I've literally made a page full of notes so we can run over things. Let's just say one thing that stood out to me was the union. He says it's either going to be a joint of no. Let me say this because honestly, it shook me. Right, union. He said it's either going to be someone to become one with a job, to become one with a relationship. Went, don't know. But it's going to be two or something.
Two tits, two tomatoes, two or something.
I mean, two baked some of potatoes. That stuff was a bit... I mean, I'm not going to discuss shit going on at the minute with myself, but some of that stuff did hit home a bit. And there's some weird stuff that he said.
Yeah.
Like the chakra thing. The heart chakra being the soul, like the main point of the body. That come up as a card, the heart.
This just say, her heart skips a beat, Ollie Mears style.
So these are like some key points that I wrote
down. Let's go through.
I've written just key words.
I liked Brandenburg. I'm sad that our call came to an end because I feel like he was going to tell me my future. But you know what?
I'll be honest. I think he was a Norfolk boy.
He did sound a bit. He had that bit of a twang.
He might be at the rally doing a couple
of cards. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
That's what he said. Does that make any sense to you, Sophie?
I mean, let's go through the notes. One thing that he said is that you're going to experience emotional loss. He said, whether that be a cat dying, I'm feeling triggered, wishing death on my cat son.
Fuck's sake, you've had enough cats dying in the past couple
of years. I
know,
that's what I mean. I can't deal with another one.
Maybe that's just coming up because that's happened. Do you know what I mean?
No, he said emotional loss in like relationships, friendships, blah, blah, blah. So... that's in the past.
You've had a bit of temptation, but you turned it away. Care to explain, love?
No comment, Judge.
No comment. It says you need to stand your ground and make your position clear.
Period.
Poof, she does that all right.
Yeah. Something about prophecy and protection.
I know, and my prophecy. Fucking knew it.
I mean, I didn't write details.
He said a lot of things about growth, which I liked.
Yeah.
You know, ending and beginning.
Which is kind of what you need to hear at the minute.
Yeah.
Because, you know, looking out onto new horizons and all that. Said this transformation is going to irritate the devil out of you. So good to know you're possessed. Period.
Damn.
666, motherfucker.
And he says you've got a cunning, so you're very cautious.
I am very cautious.
That's right.
But yeah, apparently a union in the next 6 months. I said by Christmas time. Who knows?
Love it.
He said power, and you'll have power in unexpected days of relief, clarity, renewed. You know, I might have to renew that passport.
Wish.
Go on holiday, all that jazz.
I like that. It was good.
I mean, it is what it is. It's
it is what it is. Maybe we just, you know, attach ourselves to things, but some things he said did actually, yeah.
Make sense.
Make sense.
Yeah, I mean, spiritual union come up a few times, love, so
all I'm saying is
maybe your dream man's on the horizon.
I don't know.
Maybe your dream man's on the horizon. Right.
He's coming.
Do you want me to go next?
Hiya.
What's your name? Annie.
Annie, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Where are you from?
Currently in Manchester.
Do you want me to read in detail on anything in particular?
I'm thinking probably career and love life, and if I have any messages from anyone passed over.
Yes, the captain
is well. Oh, is there?
I'm pretty recent, but I'd say it's been a busy world where I've been from family and friends around here. Okay.
You're doing like helping people,
trying to impress people,
trying your best, and you're not getting anywhere with it. Oh, I feel that.
There you go. I felt
that. Yeah.
Yeah. We are in a couple as well, determined.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's got me down, but love life's been very up, down.
Yeah.
You've
got out of
your relationship as well.
No, I'm still in a relationship.
Say that again.
I'm still in a relationship currently.
You're very believer, with the guy says, very believer in the month
that
I'm sober.
No, he's...
Something is going on around that
10 months. No, it's... January, I think. His birthday's January.
It's very quiet in this relationship. A lot of stubbornness around this circle. It can change. It can change.
Okay.
But I prepared to let it go.
Yeah, I think I am.
You feel like he likes you a lot as well.
Yeah, I think he does.
A lot.
Yeah, are there any messages?
You're not in the right place.
Okay.
He is. There's a younger lad there that I keep getting pulled towards. I don't know who he is.
What, on the other side?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, this person is a younger lad.
I mean,
like you're saying, it's that everything's all right with it. You've only got family members as well.
Oh, really?
This is one of your closest parents.
Well, I don't know any young relatives that have passed over.
No, the young lad's not relatives.
Oh, okay. No, it doesn't ring a bell.
One of your family members as well.
Any particular age? Who that's passed over for me?
Yeah.
No.
No,
both still alive and kicking. Any pets?
Okay, guys just brought me a picture of the wild cat.
Any particular colour?
Pink.
Okay.
You can see ginger, but then he's showing me black and white, but he doesn't show me colour very much.
Oh, okay.
Don't know where it's going with
Does, yeah. Okay. Does it have a message, or is it just what do? They just. Oh, that's. Okay, that's good. Just if you have any kind of like advice for me moving forward, if there's anything spirits telling you or the guides are telling you, that I don't know, some things that I need to kind of look out for, anything like that. Well, I don't mind anything really. I'm just looking out.
If...
Yeah, probably.
It's been not just yet, you're still young. You know that you're probably
fresh,
but you don't feel like you end up going over to Europe.
Okay.
You'll manage to travel to these things, but I'm going, no. Maybe it's that confirmed. I'll move the way around.
Okay. So get one of the little Euro travel card things.
Yeah, I'll move around.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to go because my time's up, but thank you so much.
Please let me know you get on and listen out for people's spirit world.
Okay, we'll do. Thank you.
Take care now.
Bye. Bye. You know what the best part was?
Very busy.
Very busy, but no one's fucking coming through, love.
It's very busy.
Any particular colour? Seeing ginger,
black
but
I'm
also seeing black and white. So you fucking seeing all colours then, are you? Seeing all colours.
I said, oh, you got a message for me?
Very happy.
Very happy.
I can really hear it, but that's fucking funny.
Bless her. She is the example of, like, someone who's really pulling your pants down.
Yeah.
She's
she was telling me, basically, man. My relationship's shit and my boyfriend's going to fucking ditch me at any opportunity.
And that you're just desperate to move back to Norfolk and have
desperate
thought about
to go,
it.
I need to go back down south and move to London. And the guide can see me in Spain, but she says, no, start off in France and work your way around.
I
enjoyed that.
That was fun.
Very busy.
Get very back.
No, I'm she back. Literally done like church shop. See, this is why I'm trying
very
to keep it together.
Busy. Very busy.
Like, that's a bit wild. I haven't seen a little boy, a young man.
Young lad.
When she said you, I was thinking 10. She's like, no, in his 20s. I'm thinking, love.
And she says, no, I can't figure out ages. I don't do ages. You just said he was in his 20s, Alan. I can't think of anyone.
I said, only pitch that. Seen him draw another cat. He's just drawn a cat on the wall for me. I mean, God love if it is deals. He was a bit more grey and white, but I'll take that. I'm glad you're happy, mate.
I'm not being funny. Who's the little geese are coming through for you?
I don't know. And then apparently a parent's died.
Shit.
Yeah, and I was like, no. And she was like, what about your mum's mum and dad's? I was like, no, both still alive and kicking. She's like, oh, I like that, alive and kicking. I was thinking, darling, you're really plucking at straws here. I mean, God bless her. She's made a lovely little tenner off me.
Abigail, but that was worth it for the laugh.
Yeah,
but
that was
I'm not being funny. No wonder Abigail's always available, because she's shy.
Yeah.
Right, let's do mine. Hello.
Hi there, hi, I'm Aliza.
Hello.
Who am I talking with?
This is Brittany.
Brittany, brilliant. Brittany, I just need to confirm that you're over 18.
Yes, I am.
Could you give me the year of your birth, please?
My date of birth?
Well, year or date?
1995.
And are you the bill payer?
Yes, I am.
Brilliant. So, Brittany, how can I help you?
So, I just come for a bit of a reading, really. Just anything you've got for me.
Okay. So, I do psychic tarot reading. So, I have a trance psych in, and then I pull the cards to get an overview. And I also pull a room for a different perspective. But I have to say that while the machine was working, I was shuffling, and I just pulled three cards. So, for an initial start, I'll let you know what those three cards say.
Okay.
So, the three cards say that you are going to have romance come into your life.
Oh, so, lovely.
So, basically, this person he's going to ask you out, and he's a really creative, interesting, versatile, wise man, and it's going to bring great happiness, and this is going to be very good.
Oh, nice. Ask me out. What? Ask me out on a date? Ask me to be his girlfriend? What kind of thing are we talking?
Well, this card. Ah, no, actually, that's true. That card means new love. So basically, new love.
New love? Oh.
Yeah, new relationship.
Nice.
So you meet this person, and it's going to bring great happiness, and so and it brings new love, and it's again, new love starting in your life.
Fantastic.
So that's the first thing I've seen. So do you want me to ask any more questions around that, or do you want me to look into something else?
Just look into whatever's coming to you, really.
Okay. So what I do then is I do the psychic. I'm actually going to use that card since that came up, and I'm going to have a look into that and see what else I get there. I'll have a bit of a psychic to look, and then I've got some cards. Is that okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Great stuff. Okay, so I'm having a look into that now, and I'm seeing what I'm getting there. So, are you lucky at the moment?
I am, yes.
Right, yeah. Because I do meet this person by work.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. So basically, I think you kind of work in a sort of an, it looks like a building, so it's a sort of like a sort of officing type job, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, now what I'm seeing is, in the cards, I'm seeing that you, there's a bit of a period of stillness on it, but then the happiness and abundance comes forward, and it starts moving forward. And then you know the romantic dreams card. So this is a sign of, first of all, of that sort of opening out, and that person, which links into those other ones, which very strongly, is going to be quite reliable, responsible person, and so he's going to be kind of like somebody's going to make it happen, it's going to go forward very well, and so it starts these new beginnings beautifully. And then you have the lover's card come, and sort of things opening out very, very well with all of that. And a couple of cards fell out while I was shuffling. Now, the ones that fall out usually have significance. And so the card, which is, says this will move forward very well, just kind of like open out. And then you have the card which shows you kind of like moving more into your sort of, it kind of like, how to say, it's the Queen of Cups. So it's about you kind of like being sort of loving and the romance side of things, but also possibly kind of like wise and creative as well and spiritual. So I would say that I definitely feel that these cards show this romance coming forward, and yes, the thing is meeting that person via the workplace.
Oh, nice. Anything specific on the work, or just that it's an office environment?
Well, that's all I kind of saw, kind of like an office environment, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But also, there's something about doing things via the online and things like something you're going to start on via online. Would it make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But also, then there's another aspect to it where it kind of opens up as well. Are you helping people? So it's kind of like, are you looking to kind of like teach or help or kind of like do something around that?
No, not really.
Well, I mean, when I say teach, I mean like, it's kind of like you'll do something where you kind of pass on info of some form, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a good sign. You've got Oryx. Okay. Which is the it's like, you know, the cosmic cow, literally. And so aura, strength, healing, speed, perseverance, healing, change.
Okay.
So basically, you're going to make this move forward, and it's a move forward in your life, and all that kind of like, I see the wise side of you coming out as well. So it relates to deeper stuff in yourself about your life journey and making it move forward and things like that. And so that you will be moving forward into this journey. And so it'll bring a lot of wisdom, a lot of stuff, and will benefit you on all levels. And I think also in terms of this relationship thing as well, because I'm seeing that guy in that relationship thing kind of being part of that. So it's a helper to that as well, connected to that as well. And so, yeah. So, okay. Yeah, so it's going to be a beginning of your new path as such.
Okay, great. Is there anything coming up about relationships, like ex-relationships or relationships with family members or anything like that?
So what's the ex's name?
Nigel.
Nigel, okay. So regarding Nigel, right, I'm seeing Nigel show up in the cards, and he's fairly wise, and he comes over as fire. Does that make sense?
As fire? Oh, maybe, because he was ginger.
Well, he's ginger in this card.
Yeah.
There you go. And also, that's in you. I'm seeing you as wise, but it sort of, it makes you kind of like be a little bit more independent, and a different side of you comes out there.
Yeah, definitely.
And basically, I mean, like the card shows kind of like the white wisdom factor came out. It was quite I think it was something that has been enabled that to come out. And I see that in you as well. And there is a happiness card, but I also see that they created quite a bit of stress. Is that true?
Yeah, 100%.
And, but what I want to say about this is when I looked into it, what I saw was that he's remembering you very fondly, but to a degree he was coming forward, but this is past though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And the thing is, we do have some nice cards here, because you've got the Star card, which is about like it just enables things to move forward. And you've got the Knight of Wands, which should make it happen. You've got the gifts and balance. So my feeling is that this was with all these relationships, they're about your life journey, and the love was there, the love was intact, and you together were very significant and everything else. And so that it's something that will make you move forward and enable you to kind of like move forward in your life journey and then find love as and when that should be, if it was with Nigel or somebody else as such.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I could pull you a room as well with regard to this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I got two rooms here. Now, one of them is where it sort of, would you say you've had a period of, it's like a quiet period?
Yeah. Yeah.
But this quiet period is a period of change and transformation and healing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it actually is what is going to make things happen and move forward. And then you have the card, the last room, which is about, it's about new beginnings. It's a restart. So after that period of the quiet period, that is very significant, because it means that you do a lot of work and inner work to kind of like work it through and sort it through, and then you kind of like are starting the new beginning and sort of onto the new journey to find new love in your life, which actually came up in the first reading. In fact, it came up when I was just shuffling, and I pulled the cards initially, which showed new love coming forward. Yeah. Any last question or anything?
I don't think so. I think we've pretty much covered it all. Thank you very much.
That's okay. I hope that was helpful.
Yeah, have a great night. Thank you.
That's okay. Take care.
And you, bye.
Bye.
Hey, well, the one who should get right was Nigel was a fucking ranger.
Mate, she's pulling my pisser.
No, I didn't think, like, romantic in work.
Yeah, that was a little...
But... Who am I going to have romance and work with? Bruce?
She said about, like, you being wise and creative.
True.
Starting something online, a business.
True.
You started your home in perseverance, moving forward.
In fact, actually, what she said about the ex-relationship was very true. Like, there was no issue. Like, there was still love there, but just not like it just, yeah. And it just like needed to move forward, and you both needed to move forward, which is true.
Yeah.
So fair play to her, but there's a few parts there where I didn't quite like her tone, because, you know, we're 9 minutes in, I've paid for 20 minutes, and she says, is there anything else? She thought she was going to get off easy there and go have a little tea break, didn't she?
Well, suppose she reads the cards for what you want, so you could be like,
that's what you ask.
I want to know the cards about next week.
Or you say, my career, my future, you know, my past.
Yeah.
Love, you know. I think she did quite a good reading, to be honest.
Yeah, she thinks it's £16.20. Not shuffling.
I mean, all in all, just got to take it on the chin, didn't you? Bit of fun games. Bit of a change up.
Yeah,
I do the normal week's pods. I mean, so I've got yours with Meek Mill, but he did say some things that did resonate.
I kind of needed to hear.
I think me and Soph was decent. Me and Soph was decent, but yours just pulled your fucking pants down and slapped your bare ass.
I thought that was just funny. But I just found that so funny. Very busy.
Is drawing a cat on the wall?
Very happy.
Very happy. Oh, good. I'm glad to know Dills is resting well.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What about the little lads?
And then she was practically telling me I need to break up my boyfriend. He's staying up there for him. He's staying there.
No,
for
love.
Him.
He moved there for you.
Are you sure? Are you sure he wouldn't leave you? Yeah. Well, do you want me to get him on? There's a win.
You want to take it out?
What I need to do? I need to change my career because they're getting paid £20 an hour to chat shy.
I know. Not even an hour for 20 minutes.
Yeah, but the thing is, this site must approve people and put
them on.
Yeah,
they must. They can't just have any, you know.
Tom, Dick and Harry.
How do people like that get a name for themselves? How do people like whoever the fuck I had?
I reckon people go back to like the usual. Like some people would do like monthly check-ins with these people.
I do think that a lot of, there are genuine ones out there. Like we said, me and Britt have been to one who we thought was like very genuine and very legit. But then you do get people like this that I think it's just for entertainment.
This is just
not nice if they ever pull on the heartstrings. Like if they cling on to something, and I've seen videos before where someone said something and they've really like spun on it, even though.
And like, for example, when you watch from an outside, even when I was paying them,
a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, like even when I was paying them, it's like you can pay for the one-off, or you can use your wallet. Or you can pay £50 for an hour. Like, it draws people in. Like, people that are desperately wanting to hear something will call things like that.
Someone could each call and be like, oh, do you mind if I... can I speak to my grandma who's passed over? I'd be like, yeah, I've just reached out to her now. They could just be chatting shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, you mean, like, playing on people's emotions. And, like, I've seen one video where someone's gone through and spoke about their grandma, but the person who's been speaking to them hasn't realised how much information they've given. In the time, they're thinking, oh, my God, this person's legit, but then watching it back, they're like, I actually gave that person a lot to play off.
You told me, and that woman was like, so where do you work? I'm thinking, you tell me.
Yeah.
You're a psychic.
Yeah.
That's where you're living. What are you doing for work? What do you do for career? How's work?
What's your birthday? What's your star sign? She's just wasting that 10 minutes.
What's your account number? What's your sort code? What's your mum's maiden name? What's your security code?
Your address. You know what? That was a laugh. I thoroughly enjoyed it, all fun and games. But I'm going to have a word with Russell, you know. She's made me start doubting things.
Getting in your head.
Yeah, she has. She's in my head now.
Tell you what, she kept telling me I was wise. And do you know what? She's fucking right.
To be fair, for all the years we've been on this earth, like, all the amount of stuff people like you've gone through, I'm not surprised you're wise. You've had to go through a fair few things. Do you know what I mean? The experience makes people wiser. What are the notes of mine, though? Because I didn't even get to read mine. Is there anything that stands out?
No.
a girl that died of an illness could be foreshadowing. No, I'm joking.
Died of an illness that I know.
Going overseas in the future, possibly starting in France and going to Spain. You've got lots of adventure in yourself. Acting, you want to impress people in front of the camera. moving down to Norfolk, apparently, very determined and sometimes stubborn. Very true. Your love life has apparently been up and down.
He was telling me I need to go back to Norfolk to improve my career. I need to go home.
And Russ is too quiet. Why is he quiet?
Yeah, why is he so quiet?
Spirit world's very busy.
It's very busy, but the only thing she can see is a fucking cat.
Well, she couldn't even see the fucking cat. Colourblind. No disrespect to people that do it and do take it as a profession and that's their job, like each their own, but we've got a mixed bag tonight. I think a few little scammers.
Yeah.
I thought that was all right.
And a few people that think they've got a bit of intuition. Because some people, you can buy tarot cards and do like daily
readings. I want to buy tarot cards.
People do it and do like little daily readings to themselves. So I get it.
I might invest in some.
I feel like to be charging people money to read it if like you can't see like the other people on the other side.
Mm.
Like my mum was seeing every man and his dog. And they weren't related to me.
It was so busy.
I felt like I had to knock on the neighbour's door, which is so busy. I was thinking, oh my God, maybe I do have people on the other side that want to speak to me from like years ago that I met when I was like four. You know what I mean?
Busy.
A girl that died of an illness.
Nah, she's putting her pants down low. She's plucking at straws, isn't she?
Proper plucking at straws. But yeah, all shits and giggles till someone giggles and shits.
Yeah, you. Right. So obviously my reading centered a lot around wise and just how wise I am. So this one gives a bit of that. So mine is, one day you will tell your story of how you overcame what you went through and it will be someone else's survival guide.
Love that.
I think mine's very, my quote is also very...
busy.
Relative to my reading. Broke is painful, change is painful, but nothing is as painful as staying stuck somewhere you don't belong, which apparently is up here for me. I need to go back to the ends.
And with Russell, clearly, up and down.
I need to get him to say a few words, because apparently he's too quiet. Man's too quiet.
My reading was mainly, what was my reading about?
Yours and Brit's very positive. Mine, she literally just like told me I need to change my whole fucking life.
Yours was about a union, so if you're centered a lot around union,
growth, new ventures, things all start to settle down. Yours was all like things coming to a head.
Okay, so my quote is, there is no need to rush. What is meant for you always arrives on time.
Exactly. You might be stressed at the minute.
I'm stressing.
I want to be in a different place, but everything will fall into place. If it's a new career, the right job will come at the right time.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just being very just weird at the minute. I think I'm in a bit of a funk.
I
don't know why, because life's getting back to normal, but I feel like my life's not normal at the minute.
But whilst we're on this subject, I'm just looking at our reviews on Apple Podcasts. Oh. And shout out Annie S, whoever you are, because this one's lovely. Recommended by my Norfolk listening boyfriend. And yeah, I feel part of the Chebs now. Highlight of my week in lockdown, keeping me company on my daily walks. Well, shout out to you, Annie.
Oh, that's nice.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you, girl.
That's not me either.
No, you're one of us.
Oh, I love that. I want to message her and be like, thanks, hon.
Thanks, hon. Well, Annie, yes.
Welcome to the Chebs, anytime. Oh my God, could you imagine if we did a get off your chair, meet up at the steam rally? Iconic.
Oi, Annie, if you're about and you're in Norfolk, we'll catch you in the beer tent, love. Bring your boyfriend, whoever he is, Norfolk listener. That's the thing. Like, I think when it comes to this podcast, that's the most important thing for us. It's just a girls group chat and we just want you to feel like you're part of it. And we're just... Yeah. We've always, all of us have been like one of the lads. We've never been the bitchy kind of girls. We've always just had, do you know what I mean? Like, I'd like to think we're the kind of girls that make other girls feel welcome. And so to feel like you're one of the Chebs, you fucking are. You really are.
And it's one of them things, like, even if like three people listen to this weekly, that's enough for me.
It's enough for me.
You know what I mean? Just to know that other people are actually listening, like, it helps all.
And especially, like, we started this in lockdown because we all needed it. Like, mm-hmm. and you yeah. don't think that other people do either. Like, this has been the best outlet for all of us. Like, some weeks we have had to take weeks off, but I think that's important as well, because I feel
the
like
the world's opening back up again.
Yeah, and also mm-hmm. like, we always preach about self-care and stuff and taking time for you. Like, this, we don't want this to feel like a chore. Like, we enjoy doing this, and mm-hmm. if it means that we have a week, you know, a 1 week off and we're back on it next week, or
yeah,
we don't want this to feel like a chore, because it doesn't.
We want it to be organic. And also, if Instagram wants to give us the Reels feature, that'd be great, because I'm not being funny.
We haven't got it.
It doesn't come up. Apparently, it's not on our thing yet.
Oh, yeah, because so, I made a cracking reel.
Yeah. And I'm going to give it Savage. I'm a Savage. TikTok vibe. So if you want to see that, start petition.
No one wants to see that. No, I'm joking.
I want to see it.
But, yeah, thanks for leaving reviews, guys, and thanks for all of your support on the giveaway. And congrats. There might be some new, yeah, congrats to Ellie, who won. And hello to some new listeners.
Yeah.
We hope that you've enjoyed yeah. this. If it's your first episode, or if you've listened to us from the start, we appreciate it.
Yeah,
it
might be better to go back to the start. Because
I reckon go back to the start and get to know us a bit, because this is a bit of a chaotic episode.
But on the subject of reviews and all of that, like, if you like listening to us, just leave us a little Google review. Sorry, Apple yeah. Podcast review, yeah. Google review, whatever. Spotify, subscribe, like, I don't know. What is it? Subscribe?
You can follow us on Spotify so you don't miss an yeah. episode.
Yeah,
and you
yeah,
can,
yeah.
I think you can follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts as well, and also leave reviews on there. So that's helpful. Yeah.
So if you enjoy listening, just let us know what you think, because, you know, it's lovely for us to read as well.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
On that note, over and out, bitches. Here's to grow.
Here's to the future, baby.
Here's to
wisdom.
Here's to sticking up for myself. And
here's to being busy.
Stay busy.
Stay busy. But most importantly, here's to the steam engine rally with Annie. Annie, yes, we'll see you there, love. Over and out.
Yeah. If you're not there, you're not squaring, love.
Happy Monday.
Bye.
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 Ciao.
Ciao.